This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
New insight into corruption in the oil and gas industry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in Washington today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There's news the Security and Exchange Commission is ordering a Swiss company called Weatherford to pay the largest fine ever for violating economic sanctions against Iran and some other countries. Marketplace's Adrian Hill is here. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning, David.
Weatherford does what exactly for a living?
Basically, it provides products to help companies pull gas and oil out of the ground. And this is a big company. It's in 100 countries, including significant operations in Houston, Texas. It's got annual revenues around $15 billion, a big deal oil field services company.
And now it's paying $250 million to the U.S. government?
It is, to settle charges that it violated the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act between 2002 and 2011. And the U.S. alleges all sorts of bad behavior here, including bribery, kickbacks, and selling products to countries with economic sanctions in place, like Iran, Cuba, Syria, and Sudan.
And the crassness seems to abound in this story.
Yeah, there are all sorts of big and small juicy bits here. The SEC says Weatherford paid kickbacks to get work under the UN Oil for Food program. It paid for the honeymoon of an Algerian oil official's daughter. The company also created false records to hide sales to countries facing economic sanctions, including Iran, which the SEC says Weatherford called Dubai across the water as a code name.
Now, does this have anything to do with the emerging new deal with Iran to ease economic sanctions there?
Not explicitly, but you could do a little between the line reading if you feel like you want to. A U.S. Treasury official said the action, quote, underscores our deep commitment to target those who seek to violate our sanctions.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Part of this season of consumption are offers that you may have seen to skip a payment. These are the ones that are the mailings from lenders that offer a month off from paying credit card bills, car loans, and other debt. Shannon Mullen does some digging.
It sounds great, right? If you didn't have to pay your bills in December, you could use the money for holiday shopping. Well, here's the catch.
For lenders, it allows them to stretch out the loan.
Jerry Detweiler is director of consumer education for Credit.com. She says skipping a payment won't hurt your credit rating.
But you do have to realize that you will pay more if you skip a payment. You're going to pay more interest and the loan will take you longer to pay off. So you're sort of prolonging the agony in a way, if you will.
Some consumers might not mind paying more in the end. But personal finance expert Lauren Lyons-Cole says those who carry a credit card balance from month to month should never skip payments.
That's already an indication that you may have an overspending problem.
And instead of buying presents,
there are so many things you could do besides spending money that you don't already have. You know, you could bake something for people. I mean, that takes a lot of time and everybody loves to eat.
Especially around the holidays. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
Radio and TV this week is saturated with ads about holiday shopping. What you don't see are ads exhorting you to save. It seems a shame since so many Americans have little or no cash saved for the unexpected emergency. About 40% of us live paycheck to paycheck. Joining us is the host of one of the other programs in our little broadcast family here, Marketplace Money, Carmen Wong Ulrich. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Savings is hard, but why is it just so hard?
Well, there's a couple forces at hand. There's always are. So one of the forces, of course, stagnant wages, declining wages. But there really was a loss of the culture of saving. So we had decades where we had access to credit not only in plastic, but in our homes. Also, when you have a job market that was doing so well, there wasn't this pressure to have an emergency fund of 6 months. Who would need that? You could get a job in a couple of months.
But if we've lost the culture of savings, there's also an implication that maybe we just lack discipline. We should get the discipline back, put our nose to the grindstone and save, for heaven's sake.
We absolutely should. But here's the thing. It's about spinning savings into something else because you need to have a reason. You need to have a motivation. I mean, it's basic human behavior. Write down what you're spending your money on for 30 days. It's that whole diet thing that basically when you write, you're processing. So you instantly spend less money and then you become cognizant of where your money is going. And you automate the thing. You make sure that you're saving and you make it a habit every month.
Carmen, do you see a link between lower savings and the low interest rates that you earn? I was just looking. My bank will give you 0.01% on a six-month CD for 20 grand or less. 0.01%.
Wow. That's beaucoup bucks right
there. It's not exactly an incentive to save.
No, it's not an incentive to save. Actually, the folks who complain about savings rates actually are people who have savings. So they're the ones who are holding on to money and saying, why is my money just sitting there? It's not doing anything for me. Inflation's eating at it. I call the inflation on that cash insurance. You're paying insurance for having cash on hand so that should you lose your income, you don't have to put all of your bills on a credit card. Can you imagine the interest rate you're going to have on a credit card? So there is a little price to pay there, but keep in mind that that cash can protect you.
Personal finance expert and the host of our Marketplace Money program, Carmen Wong Ulrich. The website, marketplacemoney.org. Carmen, thank you.
Thank you, David.
And a small but important piece of Washington State has voted to raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour, nearly the highest in the nation. It's the city of SeaTac, where Seattle-Tacoma Airport is located. The head of the campaign says it shows people are tired with waiting for CEOs and or Congress to deal with income inequality. But a local business representative called it a pretend solution, moving money from one pocket to another. Alaska Airlines is among the companies suing to stop the new minimum wage, arguing the Port Authority, not the city, has jurisdiction. At the Marketplace Washington Bureau today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.